even things that are long gone, you know, and it doesn't take long to decompose and disappear. You know, but the raising the dead is about raising the same souls again from their sleep. It's called sleep because it's like sleep. But it is like sleep, you know, because like you said, the dead that sleep, in that it is different. You know, why does it say, why does he call them sleeping if they're not sleeping? They're awake in heaven, you know. People say, well, how, when you sleep, you dream. True. But sleep is used here, I think, as distinct from awake. And a conscious state of wakefulness would not be analogous. I never forgot how to say analogous, whatever. Wouldn't be the same as sleep. Sleep and conscious wakefulness are kind of two different states, right? Now, I understand subconsciousness of sleep, there's dreams, but death is a dreamless sleep. Because in the scriptures it declares that the dead don't know anything. This is from the Old Testament. And even in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2 and 3, he talks about, you know, how the David's sepulcher is with us, Jesus went into hell, but God didn't leave his soul in hell. Jesus Christ, when he died, his soul didn't go to heaven. It went to hell, which meant into the ground. You know, the lake of fire and all that, that comes at the end of time. That comes when souls are destroyed. The only thing I ever see forever, literally being tormented forever and ever, it says Satan. But again, the way in which that could be interpreted is varied. And in light of all the other things the scriptures say, it's very plain, you know, what the final end of man is. The sinful man. Or just any man. I mean, you don't have to be terribly sinful. You just have to be not chosen. You're not chosen to eternal life and have those things actually happen to you in your lifetime. If you aren't actually brought up by God to be a son of God, to abide forever, if you're just a servant of sin, a servant of this world, a human being, you're going to die. But didn't you expect that? Isn't that what most people expect? Why do people think it's unfair? Well, because they think eternal torture. I understand why you would think that's not fair. That is definitely not fair. You know? He's come out of nothing. God hardly ever talks to you. And then he says, well, I loved you. And he throws you into hell. That's really, that's psycho. I'm surprised that anyone can have faith in that. Let alone be the biggest religions in the world. But some of them, there's a lot of crazy religion out there, huh? And, you know, again, and they're all using the same Bible I am. That's really queer to me. Because I don't read that at all. And what really, it used to really bug me. That then other people, though they believe not that craziness, they would believe that the people who said that were authorities in the Bible. And so themselves were shut up from the scriptures. And that's all the work of God. Because many are called, but few are chosen. And I know, you know, it's like, and so, you know, if you don't like it, well, then just die. Because that's what's going to happen. And you know what? And like I said, people who don't believe in it, you should be pretty well satisfied. Though dying, you're going to know what could have been. But then as soon as you're dead, you won't know it. I mean, in a second, I'm getting ahead of myself with all this resurrection talk and stuff. I'm just rambling. But that's my style. I don't script things, you know. I just sort of take off. So if you, you know, find out anything, you're going to have to, like, listen for a while. Maybe learn something. Because I can tell, I know that those other voices that are out there, they don't know what they're talking about. But they think they do. I know what, I think I know what I'm talking about. And I tell you what, I'm talking something very different from what they're saying. They say that there is a transition. You know, they have near-death experiences. Near-death experiences, what a bunch of nonsense. Near-death. How about, you know, even the very idea of near-death experiences, because they were near-death. You know, let them come back after a week and tell me what they saw. And here's the thing. Even if you were unconscious in death, how would you be able to report it? Because you wouldn't be able to sense the passage of time. You know, when people die, they go through these experiences where they have these dreams, and they revive. Since they revived, to me, they were never dead. And then whatever they thought they were going to see, you know, it was all from their subconscious, what they thought. You know, some people go to hell, some people go to heaven, they have all these experiences, and you know what? It's a bunch of dreams. It's all just their subconscious and the brain releasing chemicals. It's nothing. When you die, when you're finally dead, the lights go out. And they don't come back on. Not naturally. You know, of course, in the resurrection, which I believe, you know, the resurrection, people are going to come up again. And that's crazy. But, you know, hey, I believe it. That makes me just as crazy as the things I believe. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. The dead are going to actually rise. Not that their spirits are floating away. And they die, they go up to heaven, and some go down to hell. Whatever happened, there's judgment supposed to happen. And all this other stuff in the scripture. They have this, and it must come from paganism or something. Really. The modern idea of Christianity, of mainstream Christianity, that when we die, we go to heaven or we go to hell, is absolute heresy. Apostasy from the doctrine of Jesus Christ and his apostles. Absolutely. It is heresy and apostasy. So, if Christ be not risen, you know, and these things go back to the time, people go to history and blah, 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 blah. I don't care about history. All I know about my time. I don't follow other men. I follow the apostles and I follow the Holy Ghost. No, Holy Spirit of God, which he gave me. Why should I go after some man? I don't even know if he has the Holy Spirit of God. I know I have it. We are found false witnesses of God. Yeah, we have testified of God that he raised up Christ. Yeah, you know, Paul's saying, hey, we said he raised, but God didn't raise him up. There's got to be some sort of resurrection of the dead, right? And some people say, well, of course, Jesus rose from the dead, but the rest of us are just going to kind of float up. And then later on, we'll come back for our bodies. That's unscriptural as well. Because if you were up in heaven, you'd have some sort of body up there. Everyone always is like, I was disembodied. You know what it would be like to be disembodied? How would you see? I just saw it in the spirit. No mind, nothing to translate things. And it goes on to a lot of confusion about what the spirit is, what the soul is. Jesus Christ's soul was in the ground. That's clear, because it says his soul was not left in hell. Jesus Christ, when he died, his soul went into hell. Okay? That is clear from the scriptures. And everyone else, that is where we go when we die. We are going to be raised from that state for judgment. Judgment to life or judgment to death. That's what it is. Judgment of death, judgment to life. Because sin brings death. They're going to die. Hey, we're all going to die. We already know that. But we don't realize that a few whom God has chosen are going to be prepared for eternal life. And other people,